We will now take up Senate Bill 120, which was below the line. Senate Bill 120 authorizes additional off-sale retail liquor licenses in certain first-class municipalities. We've had quite a lot of discussion on this, but as the time allows, I will allow a little more discussion. I believe that Representative Jaspers is here. Representative Jaspers, we'll allow a few minutes of proponents, opponents, and then we'll take some action. Would you care to give us some additional information on Senate Bill 120?
Madam Chairman, I don't know if there are other people that didn't speak the other day. I would have a few rebuttal comments. I don't know if you'd want me to give those now or later.
If you would mind waiting just a few moments. Are there other proponents on Senate Bill 120 here today? Other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents on Senate Bill 120? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee? This is an incredible morning in local government. It's a love fest. Are there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will close to committee action and or discussion. Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have an amendment I'm passing out.
You're passing the amendment out, and that is 120 FA.
Would you prefer that I speak to it, or we put it on the bill first?
I have no problem if you would like to move the amendment.
I would like to move Amendment 120 FA.
We have a motion to amend by Representative Hennies, 120 FA. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hunhoff. Discussion on that? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. The bill is so amended. Representative Hennies.
Okay. I'd like to explain this amendment. There's copies there for those of you in the audience also. I ask that you give me just a couple of moments so I can give you a little bit of history on the alcohol laws of our state. To do that, I have to go back to the 18th Amendment of the Constitution, the United States Constitution, and I just ask that you bear with me while I give this analogy, and my point will soon be clear, I think. The 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution was proposed on December 19, 1917, and was passed by the states on January 21, 1919, and prohibition came into our country and became the scourge of America. And so the 18th Amendment was repealed by the 21st Amendment in December of 1933. And part of the 21st Amendment reads, "The transportation or importation into any state, territory, or possession of the United States for the delivery or use therein of intoxicating liquors in violation of the laws thereof is hereby prohibited." That means that it is, you may not import into the states, and the states are the ones that make the laws regarding it. Now, if you refer to the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, you find the words, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people." Reserved to the states or to the people. And finally, the 14th Amendment makes nearly all of the remainder of the Constitution and the amendments applicable to the states. Then on April Fool's Day of 1988, the United States Department of Transportation, with the acquiescence of the United States Congress, passed a rule that all states must reduce the drinking age to 18. South Dakota Attorney General Mark Barnett appealed that ruling, because he knew that the 21st Amendment made applicable to the individual states by the 10th Amendment left alcohol laws up to the state. And South Dakota lost that suit. The Supreme Court said that he was right about the states' rights issue, but that the feds had the right to make any rules for the distribution of transportation money for any reason they desired. So we were extorted into changing our law. I think that each of us is absolutely fed up with directions to our state government from the United States federal government. In fact, the House of Representatives of our state has passed a resolution denouncing the practice and have sent it off to United States Congressmen for action. Now today, we have three liquor licenses before us, each asking to do the same thing to our local governments of our state that we've been complaining about from the federal government since 88. And I ask you, do you think this makes sense? I think it's time we leave the decisions of how many liquor licenses are available in each community to the individual community. It's time to let them decide where they want to be located and what type they should issue. Every year we're faced with exceptions to the liquor laws of our state. Every year there are those who come to us and ask us to decide what is best for their community. And I think they come for two separate reasons. First, because the law says we have that power. And second, because some of them don't want to make the decision for their community because it would be a tough case and cause, and it would cause some political grief for the local governments. So they come to us and let us be the bad guys or the good guys, as the case may be. Then they go home and complain or compliment, as the case may be. This amendment that I've passed out solves that problem. It allows the local units of governments to opt out of state restrictions and to make their own decisions if they want. Or if they want, they can elect to be controlled by the state. It protects the present owners by grandfathering them in. It protects the investment of the present owners by setting a sale price, or a formula for that sale price. It allows for economic development individualized to the community. And finally, it continues to allow local control over the video lottery licenses. With this amendment, I have changed the question. No longer is it, should we again tweak the liquor laws and allow more exceptions, as we've done twice already today? Or should we end this constant exercise and allow the locals to decide what they want? We always use the term local control. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the chance to put our money where our mouth is. Let's pass this amendment, pass this bill, and allow local control. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further comments? Further comments? Representative Holbeck.
Well, Madam Chair, I totally agree with Representative Hennies. I think we need to look at doing this. And last year at this time, that was a recommendation that I had for a summer study that we need to look at. Do we need to change the decision-making power from the state to the local? And I'm going to go back and say that I still feel the same way. We need to look at this very thoroughly, and I think we need to explore it this summer. The comments made by what the federal governments do to the state and what we do to the locals is just a little bit different. As I also mentioned on the floor the other day when we discussed that issue, states are unitary in their nature, which means that all laws made in the state must be approved of by the state. It's not federal in nature, whereas the states have the powers in a federal system to make some of their own laws. I agree with Representative Hennies that we need to end up doing something different than the way it's been done, but I think that decision needs to be made in a lot more thought out process than us amending this bill to do what is being done right now.
Thank you, Representative Holbeck. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I echo some of the comments of Representative Holbeck. As I look at this, I think to myself, you know, this could be the best idea that has ever come across the table here in Pierre. But on the other hand, this is the first time I've seen it. And we've got a committee process. We heard testimony on the original bill earlier, or was it last week? What day is this? Anyway, we heard extended testimony on this bill through the committee process. Everybody in the state had the chance to look at that and bring forward their ideas and their problems and their concerns. And that's circumvented by attaching an amendment that has this kind of ramifications. And so on that grounds alone, I'm opposed to tacking this kind of an amendment on.
Additional questions, Representative Hennies, or comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to comment on the two specific issues that were mentioned. The states may be unitary in government, but they have the right to allow the cities to do whatever the cities want to do. And the cities can only make the laws that the state allows them to make. This amendment does just exactly that and fits under our state law and our Constitution. It allows the cities to make the decision. And as to Representative Roden's comment on the committee process, that's exactly where we are. is in committee.
Representative Roden.
Madam Chair, that is correct. We're in committee, and we received this amendment, and we are closed to public testimony. So we have eliminated, not only have these people not seen this amendment and still haven't seen it, but they are also not allowed to testify on it, even if they were aware of what was going on.
Representative Gillespie. Then Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I became aware of this opt-out provision as a substitution for lifting all the population quotas last year at a meeting down at the 49ers in North Sioux City, where Yvonne Taylor came down and spoke to us. And I know she's here in the room and very knowledgeable about all the liquor license problems that we have. And we're all growing tiresome of the exceptions that come in. And certainly this issue needs our consideration. And I think Representative Holbeck hit the nail on the head when he said that this is something that should be studied this summer. I cannot support the amendment at this time because I want to hear from all the proponents and opponents, and I want it to be a free and open situation where this has ramifications statewide. And for that reason, although I'm interested in the possibility of seeing an opt-out as a solution to all the liquor license problems, I'd like to see that come down this summer. We'll take a look at it and reconsider this next year.
Thank you, Representative Gillespie. Representative Hargens.
Well, speaking after three people have so eloquently addressed the issue, I guess I would just echo those concerns. It's just too sweeping to do without having some expert testimony from people that are going to be affected, such as mayors and other municipalities and Yvonne and others in the industry. So that's why I oppose the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Hargens. Representative Holbeck.
Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion to return the bill back to the original form.
Is that motion in order? To the Senate engrossed form.
That's just exactly what I meant.
We're checking with our LRC counsel. That is a legal motion. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Hansen. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie. Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
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 No.
Aye.
Marshall.
No.
Roden.
Aye.
Sixth.
Aye.
Slaughter.
Aye.
Hennie.
No.
Aye. 9-4, the bill is back to the Senate engrossed version. Further discussion and or action on Senate Bill 120 in its original Senate engrossed form.
Madam Chair.
Representative Roden.
Well, just a clarification. I don't believe it was a substitute motion because the amendment was tacked on and added, acted upon.
Great. But it gives us the next motion to the previous amendment.
That's correct. So it's now in its original form. Is that understood? It's in the original form of Senate Bill 120, the Senate engrossed version that we discussed the other day and again this morning before the amendment was moved. Representative Holbeck.
Madam Chair, I move do pass.
Representative Holbeck moves do pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Hansen on the do pass motion on the original Senate engrossed bill on Senate Bill 120. Further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hargens.
I have a substitute motion. I move Senate Bill 120 to the 36th legislative day.
We have a substitute motion. Move Senate Bill 120 to the 36th legislative day. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Lentz. Discussion on that deferral motion. Hearing none, the motion on the floor now is to defer Senate Bill 120 to the 36th legislative day. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Hansen.
No.
Hargens.
Aye.
Holbeck.
No.
Hanlon.
Aye.
Kolchak.
Aye.
Lentz.
36th day.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Sigstad.
Aye.
Slaughter.
Aye.
Hemmings.
No.
Donovan.
No. 9-4, the bill is deferred to the 36th day.